fellow homesteaders. Here it is, Friday morning again, and today I'm on my way to work. Planned to take off today, but with all the rain we had overnight, I'm not going to be able to get out and do anything, mow or work in the garden or anything like that, so I just decided I'd go ahead and go on into work and save 2 hours of vacation. Stuff down here. So it is going to be a cooler day today. It's been pretty warm. You guys live in Oklahoma know it's been warm and muggy. Highs have only been in the 90s. It's been pretty humid. Really had a fairly mild summer so far. Only been a few days that have gotten over 100 degrees. So not too bad. Talk a little bit about affiliate partners and affiliate links and things like that. Don't really have much of a update on the garden or anything. So we're going to talk about affiliate links coming up in the next segment right after this word from our sponsor. So when you get on a website such as theefficienthomestead.com, you may see, if you follow us on Facebook, you see I posted some stuff about affiliate links. And man, when I post those things or put them on the website, I kind of feel like a used car salesman just a little bit. You know, essentially, I'm trying to get you to like click on those links and go buy something. But it's really not as bad as that, because all I'm really wanting you to do is just click on that link and go to one of our affiliate partners, either Amazon or Tractor Supply or Lehman's Hardware. I'm glad to have those guys on board. And you don't even really have to buy what I'm advertising, even though the things that I recommend are things that I use, things that I think you guys will enjoy. But once you use my affiliate link to get on Amazon or Tractor Supply or Lehman, then anything that you would normally shop for or buy from them at that point for the next, I don't know, like 24 hours or something, I think they're all a little bit different, but for a limited time, if you followed my link to their website, then it gets a little bit of a code in that website that you clicked on, and it gives me credit for sending you to them. Not very much. I've had one qualifying purchase so far. It was for a $10 item, and I got 80 cents. So, you know, it's really not a huge thing, but it does kind of help. Hopefully, it'll help cover the cost of keeping the website going. Not really any cost to the podcast so far, because I'm using a free service. But let's take the podcast, for instance. This is the 20th episode of the Efficient Homestead Podcast, and it takes me probably between 2 and 3 hours to record it, edit it, get it published, write the podcast description, put it on Facebook, share it on MeWe is another social site that we're on. So there's a little bit of I hate to call it work. I've done work. It's not work, but a little bit of effort, a little bit of time consumption that's involved in each one of those. So if you figure an average of at least 2 hours for each episode after this one's posted, by the time you guys are listening to this, I'll have 40 hours in the podcast, and the little bit of ad revenue that I get from Anchor so far has added up to about $28.60, I think, when I looked at it yesterday. So, you know, almost 60 cents an hour? 70 cents, maybe? Something like that. So, really, not making a whole ton of money. So, any place that I can get a few more cents, it's really, really helpful. And I need to get over feeling like a used car salesman, because I'm really just trying to provide value, trying to give you guys some suggestions. suggestions, things to look for. I posted some free books on the website through Amazon. If you've got a Kindle or a Kindle app on your phone, then you can get these free books. And I downloaded one of them the other day. I've been reading it about vertical gardening. It's pretty good. And they're fairly short books. I mean, they're free, so it's not going to be a super in-depth guide to, you know, definitive guide to everything you need to know about vertical gardening. But it's a starting point. I don't do any vertical gardening, so I thought it'd be interesting. And for free, why not give it a shot? So, if you're concerned that, you know, if you click on one of those links that I'm going to have all your information, well, that's not how it works. I don't even get any kind of report that shows who bought anything or anything like that. I do see what was purchased and what was shipped and all that, but I don't know who it went to or anything like that. Only Amazon knows that, and they have to know that in order to ship it to you, right? So don't feel bad about clicking on somebody's links or anything like that. It's not, you're not giving away the farm by doing that. Another thing is the ads that you see on websites. Now, part of the Google Ads terms of service is I'm not allowed to tell people to go click on my ads, so I am not doing that at all. But, always a but, right? But, when somebody does click on one of those ads, I get a little bit of revenue. So, I'm not telling you to go out and just click on all the ads and, you know, go crazy, because that would violate my terms of service, and I don't want to do that. But, if you're on the website and you see something that interests you, click on it. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Nobody's going to get your email address or your phone number or anything just because you clicked on an ad. I've been diving pretty deep into this Google Ads and affiliate links and all that stuff, kind of how it all works, and I can tell you that, you know, whoever is hosting the website and putting all the content out there, we don't get your information just because you clicked on a link. The only way I ever get any of your information is if you give it to me through signing up for our newsletter, or I've got a contact us portion on the website. Of course, the only thing I get from that is the information that you put in, your name, your email address, and that just lets me contact you back. I figure if you're going to contact me, then you probably want something back. So, don't worry about anybody getting your information or ended up on an email list just by clicking on one of those links. Now, we'll talk a little bit about what we're going to do this coming weekend in the next segment. So this coming weekend, looks like my in-laws have sold their cabin down in southeast Oklahoma. So we are going to go down and help them move. We're going to go down Saturday morning early, load up U-Haul, drive it back up here, unload it, and then hopefully we get it all in one load, but if not, we'll probably go back down Sunday and do the whole thing over again. Thank goodness it's a 3-day weekend. I'm gonna really need to have Monday off to try to recuperate from all that moving. And if you guys haven't moved in a while, well, that's tough. So, probably not going to get a lot done around the homestead this weekend. Other than that, they've got a storage shed, and then they're going to move some stuff into our storage. They'll probably be staying with us until they can find another house. And that's going to be exciting. So, as far as the garden goes, everything in the garden is pretty much done. The weeds have taken over. And I had a period there where I didn't get out and mow, and then we've had rain off and on, and so it's really the weeds have taken over. I went out there yesterday and tried to get the push mower in between the raised beds, and the grass is just about knee high. I'm kind of embarrassed by it. Probably the reason I haven't been posting very many pictures on Facebook, because I have let it get away from me, and looks like next year we're going to be pretty much starting over as far as weed control goes. So I'm going to try to get in there and probably hit it with the weed eater. It's probably going to be the easiest thing, and get that grass knocked down, and then I may throw a tarp over it for a couple of days. Hopefully I can get all that done Monday and then get it tarped, and then hopefully by next weekend I'll pull the tarp off of it, and the dead grass that's on top, I can set it on fire and try to burn that off. And then I'll tarp it off for the rest of the winter, and hopefully kill any kind of sprouts that are coming up, any grass that's trying to come up underneath the tarp, won't get any sunlight. The plan is, it'll just be dead, and then by next spring, I'll have this bare dirt in my garden again. At least that's the plan. I'm still fighting with the sand burrs. Got a couple of areas that I'm going to have to round up. There's just about no other way. I've been picking off seed heads as best I can, but it's starting to get away from me in a couple of areas, so I'm going to have to spray them. Either with Roundup or some stuff called MSMA. Mostly used on golf courses and right-of-ways, road right-of-ways, power line right-of-ways. But I've used it a couple of times on the burrs, and it really seems to knock them back in the areas that I get a good spray on. The areas that I'm having trouble with so much now are areas that were close to the garden where I didn't want to spray, and then one area that I ran out of spray and just tried to mix it kind of thin and go real fast, just trying to get some on it, and it didn't provide a good knockdown on those burrs. So that's kind of where we're at on the garden update. I'm excited about hunting season coming up pretty soon. Here we are, and I guess this weekend it'll be September already, so we're just about a month away from archery season starting up. I've been shooting my bow a little bit. I need to get a little bit more dedicated to shooting my bow, though, and get some more practice in. And all the chickens are still doing good. We still got the six hens and the one rooster, Henry. He's kind of our poster child on the website. You guys have been on there, you've seen pictures of Henry. Pretty white rooster. Quite the character. Anytime we're sitting on the front porch, he comes up to see what we're doing, and he'll peck around and talk to us. He usually brings a hen or two with him. The hens really seem to like him. He's good with them. So, try not to put human emotions on farm animals, but he's a pretty good rooster, and he takes care of the girls pretty well. So, glad he's the poster child for our homestead. And the ducks are still doing great. They're loving this rainy weather for sure. They've been getting some of the tomatoes that we've still been getting, a few tomatoes, but most of them aren't really very good. They split with this hot weather and probably not watering them consistently enough, but the ducks and the chickens have been getting some tomatoes, and they all like that. The girl duck got out the other day, coming home, pulled up the driveway, and she was standing outside the pen, so I called in the house, had reinforcements come out. We rounded her up, got her put back in the pen. And I think we figured out how she's getting out. Where the got one in the corner of the fence where the garden hose goes underneath the duck fence. I think it had gotten pulled when I hit it with a lawnmower and pulled up that corner of the fence just a little bit. We fixed that and put a cinder block in front of the gate where she couldn't push that out. See how that goes. Hopefully she doesn't get out anymore. That's about all we've got for this week. I appreciate you guys listening. We've been growing. You guys just have no idea how much it warms my heart to see the podcast growing and the Facebook page. It really means a lot you guys follow along with our journey. We follow our dream. And remember, if you're not following your dream, you're helping somebody else to follow theirs.